Onondaga County lawmakers want to make it clear that a potential study that outlines the possibility of a beach along Onondaga Lake doesn't mean there will be swimming there anytime soon. More from WRVO's Ellen Abbott.
The study, according to County Environmental Director Travis Glazier, would be paid for with state funds and determine what it would take to build a beach along what was once called the most polluted lake in the country.
We're going to look at the entire eastern shoreline, and then they'll narrow down a set of alternatives.
But just because the county's doing a study, it doesn't mean bathers can start making plans to swim in the lake. While water quality is not an issue at this point, several lawmakers say one question lingers: whether the community needs a beach or wants it. Legislator Brian May opposes the study.
I just soon see us slow it down a little bit, get a little community buy-in, and more education efforts on the quality and create some demand.
Lawmakers are expected to vote in June on whether to accept the state money that will fund the study. So legislator Mike Pluchocki says he'll propose companion legislation that makes it clear a study is not the final say on whether a beach is built.
Some of the lawmakers who have some hesitation want to make sure that it's explicit that we are only doing the survey right now, the study, and that we are not going forward in doing the beach at this time.
Swimming was banned in Onondaga Lake in 1940 because of industrial pollution. The lake was declared a Superfund site in 1994, and since then, millions have been spent remediating the poisoned water to the point where parts of it have been declared clean enough to swim in. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.